would like to go to a passage of Scripture, first in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 3, and verses 14 and 15, and then we're going to look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, and verse number 10. Apostle Paul writes, "These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourselves or yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." And then we would like to go to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 10. "But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." Lord Jesus, we ask God your blessing upon your word today. Lord, that we might, Lord, live our lives and conduct ourselves in a way that would promote this wonderful message. God, that the truth might be in us. That we might live it, O God. That we might perform it, O God, according to your great and eternal promises. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord, and you may be seated. Paul said, "I write to you that you that may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." I'm thankful today that we are a part of that family, that we are a part of the church of the living God, that we are a part of the church that is the pillar and ground of the truth. We are a pillar in this world. The church is the pillar and ground of the truth. And the truth of God does not change with the passage of time. That the truth of God cannot be improved upon. The Word of God is the Word of God, and it stands the test of time. The Bible says in Him there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. That God's truth is an everlasting truth. And that we are part of that church, the people of God. We must walk in truth. We must love the truth. We must embrace the truth. But truth is not just that we acknowledge with our mind. The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Free from what? We're not free from the law of God. We're not free from the high precepts of His commandments, but we're governed by the Word of God. The Word of God is written upon the fleshly table. So what are we free from? If we are to know the truth and be free, we are free from the corruption of the world. We're free from the influence of ungodliness. We're free from the weakness of flesh, that we might walk in the power of God's Spirit and in His grace and in His love. I'm glad today that we are a part of something that will never fail. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. God has given us His eternal truth. Not that we can boast of our wisdom or our knowledge. There's no room for boasting in the kingdom of God. There is no room for arrogance or ego or fleshly pursuits, because we are part of something that is a living reality. We're a part of the church of the living God, and as lively stones, we are built up a temple of the Holy Ghost. That we must be alive unto God and dead to the world. Truth allows no room for compromise. We cannot love the world and love the truth. We cannot love God and hate our brother or our sister. Truth is not just something that we profess with our mouth, but truth is something that we live in our heart. It's something that we express in our attitude, something that we express in our action. Amen. For the purpose of truth is to equip the church to fulfill, amen, the commission of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, to do good in our world. Amen. God did not grant us wisdom so that we might just increase in knowledge. There are people that they are continually pursuing after knowledge, and there's nothing wrong with knowledge. The Bible says to seek wisdom, to seek knowledge, to seek understanding, because that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And knowledge enables us that we might be more effective in our embracing and performing that God has committed to our trust. But God did not give us the truth just so that we would know truth. Amen. God gave us the truth that we might, amen, exemplify His character, that we might live His word, that we might, amen, let our light shine before men. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart. Why do we search the Scripture? Why do we study the Word of God? Oh, to know truth in the inward parts is a wonderful desire that we ought to all have, to know and understand the Word of God. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Thank God that God's Word is something that is very beneficial to us as children of God. But God gave us truth that we might, amen, be more like Him. God gave us the truth that we might use it amen, to promote the kingdom of God and His righteousness. God did not give us wisdom and understanding just to win arguments. God did not give us wisdom and understanding so that we might continue to expand our intellectual capacity. In fact, the Bible says that in the world that men are ever learning, but never coming to a knowledge of the truth. But we are called to be saints. Let's look at the scripture again in 1 Timothy. He said, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God. He wasn't talking to men who were unlearned. He was not talking to men who were devoid of understanding. He was not talking to unbelievers. He was talking to men and women who were of the truth. They knew the truth of the Word of God. They knew the gospel message of salvation. They had been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sin. They had been filled with the Holy Ghost, enabling them to be a witness. But he said to them, I write to you so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God. Why is conduct in the house of God so important? You know, when we were in elementary school, we got a report card. And I did rather well in most subjects. But the area that I had the most problem with was conduct. You know, it's a shame to have straight A's and have, a problem when it comes to conduct. Brother Everett, conduct is important. Amen. Science is important. Arithmetic is important. Amen. To know the oneness of God is important. To know baptism in Jesus' name is important. Amen. To know to being filled with the Holy Ghost is important. But what about conduct? What does conduct have to do with the truth? Amen. What does it have to do with how we please God? Truth is of no value at all unless it strengthens our faith and it helps to mold our character. If we're going to be the people of the name, amen, let us not bring reproach upon the name of Jesus. My Bible says, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Amen. This is the house of God, the pillar and ground of the truth. God has appointed you and me to be the custodians of truth. Buy the truth and sell it not. We cannot compromise the truth. Amen. We can't go back on the apostles' doctrine. But we bring reproach upon the truth. We bring reproach upon the name of Jesus. We bring reproach upon the doctrine. Amen. When we fail, amen, to submit ourselves, amen, to the Spirit of God. Conduct is important. Paul wasn't concerned that they were going to waver in their faith in Jesus Christ and that He was the Savior of the world or that they were going to change the doctrine. But he said, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God. Well, I want to know truth, but I want that truth to help to shape me and make me as to what I ought to be. If we have truth in our inward part, amen, then we're going to live out the truth. Who is the truth? Jesus said, I am the truth. And if we got Jesus in our heart, amen, then we're going to do like Jesus would have us do. Amen. If we've got Jesus in our mind, amen, we're going to think like Jesus would have us think. I mean, it's easy to allow the things of the world to cause you to get your eyes off of Jesus. And when you get your eyes off Jesus, you're going to look at the wind and the waves. Yeah, you're going to look at things around you, and they're going to affect the way you think. We're going to have the kind of faith that moves mountains. Amen. We can't be a stumbling block to our brother and our sister. We talk about mountain-moving faith. Amen. Some of the biggest mountains in the world, amen, are offenses, amen, that cause others to fail and come short of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to move mountains. But sometimes we who aspire to be mountain movers, amen, cause our brothers and our sisters to stumble. Amen. Because we become a stumbling block rather than a mountain mover. We become a hindrance rather than a helper. We become one who knows the truth intellectually, but we don't live the truth in our attitudes and in our actions. Oh, I thank God that He's chosen you and He's chosen me to represent the truth. We are representatives of the truth. And as representatives of the truth of Jesus Christ, we've got to walk as Paul said that we ought to walk. That we ought to walk not only in the doctrine that we have been taught, but we need to follow in the manner of life that we live. We need to follow Him in purpose and in faith and in long-suffering and in love and in perseverance and in persecutions and afflictions. Amen. All that would live godly in Christ Jesus are going to suffer persecution. Amen. Everything in life is not going to be agreeable to you. It's not going to always be easy to represent Jesus Christ. But oh, I'm glad that I've been called to represent Him. It's hard, amen, to be a representative of Jesus Christ when someone's smiting you on the cheek. Hallelujah. It's not easy, amen, to suffer wrong and knowing that you didn't deserve it. You've been accused of something you didn't do. I mean, been accused of things that you did not even do. Jesus was accused of blasphemy. He was accused of being a glutton and a drunkard. They speak all manner of evil against Him. And the Bible says, yet He opened not His mouth. He just went about doing good. He just went about, amen, ministering to the needs of the people. Amen. He did not allow those things to be a distraction. The devil would distract us. And the devil would cause us to get our eyes on the wind and the waves rather than the fact that we're called to walk on water. Hallelujah. God called us to do miracles. God called us to proclaim the gospel. God called us to cast out devils. Amen. I'm not going to let the devil, amen, cast a stumbling block in my way. Amen. Because we're the pillar and we're the ground of the truth. Amen. We are to be an example unto others. How can I be an example unto others if I don't follow my heavenly example? What would Jesus do? Jesus said, when they smite you on one cheek, turn the other cheek. They compel you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles. Amen. If they ask for your cloak, give them your coat also. And by doing so, you heap coals of fire upon them. You know how, amen, to turn away wrath? What does the Bible say? A soft answer turns away wrath. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We cannot allow ourselves to compromise our principles because we represent the greatest gospel, the greatest message the world has ever known. We represent Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. We're the only hope that this world has, because without this gospel, without this message of deliverance, without Jesus Christ, this world has no hope. This world has no deliverance. And the only gospel, the only message some people will ever see is you. Amen. We are a reflection of the name of Jesus. We must never allow ourselves, amen, room for compromise. The Bible tells us in the Old Testament, amen, that God said, when I have devoted something to destruction, He said, you cannot salvage anything that I've dedicated to destruction, because it's an abomination unto me. And if you bring anything that I've devoted to destruction into your house, you bring judgment upon your house. Amen. What you do not only affects you, but it affects your children. It affects your family. It affects other people. We cannot compromise truth. Amen. The Word of God is truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We don't need to become like the world. You don't have to put on a miniskirt to be like the world. You don't have to put on costume jewelry to be like the world. Amen. All you have to do to be like the world is to practice an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Jesus said even the Pharisees love those that love them back. And He said, if you're going to be My disciple, you're going to have to love your enemies. You're going to have to pray for them that despitefully use you. Worldliness isn't always the outward appearance. Sometimes worldliness is of the heart and the spirit and the nature of a man. There was something that caught Achan's eye. He knew that Jericho was devoted to destruction. And God said, I don't want you to bring anything out of that city. I want it to be utterly destroyed. I want you to, you can't compromise with the devil. You can't pick and choose what you want to love and what you want to hate. You either love Jesus or you don't love Jesus. You either love the Word of God or you don't love the Word of God. There's some things in the Word of God that are hard. In fact, the Bible says Jesus had some hard sayings, and many of those that were His followers turned and walked away because it was too hard. It may be hard in the flesh, but it's not hard, amen, if the truth of God is in you. It's not hard, amen, if you stand for something that's bigger than yourself. It's not about us, it's about Him. You don't have to defend your honor. Amen. Praise God. The Word of God is all the defense that you need. You just stand on the Word of the Lord. Can you say praise the Lord? But Achan saw a wedge of gold and a goodly Babylonian garment, and he took it into his tent. And when he took it into his tent, he brought damnation not up only on himself, but upon everyone that was a member of his household. You may think that it's just a little compromise, Brother Hart. But if you're the truth, if you are the church of the living God, you can't make any compromises with the world. You've got to completely put away the things of this world that would cause you to stumble and fall. The Bible says, lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset you, and let us run this race with faith. You cannot afford to compromise with the devil. You can't afford to compromise with the world. Achan's sin. Amen. Because Achan had his heart set upon something that God said is an abomination unto me. It doesn't matter how good it looks. It doesn't matter how practical it may seem in your own mind. If God says no, God, amen, means no. If God says leave it alone, then leave it alone. Amen. There's no such thing, amen, as just a permissive will. If it's permissive, the permissive will of God, then it's perfect. Because the will of God is good and perfect. And that's the only will that He will permit, is His good and perfect will. Partial obedience is just another word for disobedience. Either you obey God or you don't obey God. Amen. There's not a half gospel. It's either the gospel or it's not a gospel. It's either truth or it's not the truth. Amen. It either gives life or it brings death. Amen. Achan almost pleased God, but something got in his heart, amen, that he could not let go. Saul almost obeyed God when God said, go and destroy Amalek and everything that they have that pertains to Amalek because of the sin that they committed against Israel when they were in the wilderness. God said, don't let Amalek forget the sin of Amalek. I'm going to destroy Amalek and the remembrance of Amalek. And God called Saul to be an agent of God's will, of God's plan. Saul almost obeyed God. Saul almost pleased God. But the Bible says that he spared King Agag. And he spared the best of the oxen, the best of the sheep, to offer sacrifices unto the Lord. God said, because you did not obey me concerning Amalek, I'm removing you as king. I'm withdrawing my blessing upon your kingdom. I'm withdrawing my favor upon you as the leader of my people, because you could not do the things that I ask you to do. Oh, hallelujah. I want to be an agent of truth. I want to live it. Hallelujah. I want to live the truth. Amen. I want to perform the truth. Not just theorize about it. Not just have an intellectual pursuit of truth. But I want the truth to be in me. I want it to be lived out in my life. That the world may see that Jesus Christ is more than a philosophy. That Jesus Christ is more than just another religion. But Jesus Christ, amen, is real. Jesus Christ is life-changing. Jesus Christ is an all-powerful God, and He will perform it if you'll let the truth reside in you. Hallelujah. I'm glad for His eternal truth today. Oh, let's pursue it. Let's seek after it. Oh, I want to reach that I might grasp the high calling of God. He's called me not, amen, to be who He found me, but He called me to be something more. He called me to be like Him. I'm not what I want to be. I'm not a perfect man, but I'm striving for that perfection. I'm striving to please God. I'm praying, oh God, let the truth be in me. Let the truth, hallelujah, be in me, that I might be free. Oh, I want to be free, Brother Grissom. I want to be free from guilt. I want to be free from condemnation. I want to be free from the sorrows, amen, of sin. If I'm going to suffer, I'm going to suffer, amen, as an agent of truth. If I suffer, amen, you're going to suffer one way or the other. I'd rather suffer for Jesus than suffer from a guilty conscience. I'd rather suffer, hallelujah, the afflictions of the people of God, amen, than anything that man can do to me. Because I'm a part of a fellowship. Oh God, help my conduct to be what you would have it to be. That I might conduct myself in the house of God in a way that would glorify your name. Oh, hallelujah. Would you stand this morning? And would you pray, God, help me to conduct myself. Help me, oh God, to keep myself, amen, from sinning against my brother. Help me, God, from sinning against my sister. From sinning against my own life. And let me choose life and not death. Let me choose your blessings and not, amen, your damnation. And I will give you praise and I'll give you honor in Jesus' name. God bless you, Brother Grissom. Would you come?
I used to get report cards like Brother Hart did. Mine were a little different than his. I noticed in math and all the other subjects there were five choices that teachers had. A, B, C, D, F. Had a lot of choices. But when it came to conduct, they only had two. Got real narrow. Back in those days, they either gave you an S or a U. You either were satisfactory or you were unsatisfactory. And it got real narrow. It wasn't A, B, C, D, or F. It was just U or S. How are you doing? Are you satisfactory or unsatisfactory? Excuses are not good enough. That old business of, well, that's just the way I am, is not good enough. I said, that's not good enough. Amen. We got to change, don't we? Amen. And we have to work at this every day, folks. I don't know how it is with you, but some days I do better than others. But I still try every day. Amen. Praise God. A lot of times I have to go back and tell the Lord, I didn't do very good today. Please help me. I cannot do this by myself. Amen. That's why Jesus said, abide in me, and I'll abide in you. Amen. And that's where it is. Whenever the doorbell rings and temptation, I send Jesus to answer the door, I do all right. But when I answer the door, I don't do very well. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's lift our hands and our voices one more time. Amen. And let's ask the Lord to help us to be good Christians. God, I ask you today to help me. I really need your help, and I mean that with all of my heart. Amen. I'm not doing this so I'll have a title. I'm not doing this just so I'll get to go to heaven or not go to hell. But I want to do this because I love you. I want to do this and do well because I represent you. I want to do this and I want to do well because you love me. Amen. I want to do it not only for my sake, but I want to do it for your sake. Would you help me today, Lord? That's the bottom line. If I can love you enough, and I can have enough of you, amen, I can get rid of enough of me, I can live this life successfully. Amen. But if I get too much of me and not enough of you, then I become a failure and a castaway. I need you today so very, very much. Amen. I don't want to just be a professor of truth, but I want to be a possessor of truth. Amen. I don't just simply want to be the word, but I want to be an example. Ask you to help today. I need you, and you will help us if we'll abide in you. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. On this earth, I long to be like Him all through life's journey, from earth to glory. I only ask to be like Him. Hallelujah. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, on earth I long to be like Him. All through my life's journey, from this shoulder to glory, I only ask to be like Him. Amen. Is that our prayer today? I think it is. That's our heartbeat. Amen. Help us, Lord. Thank you. Thank you because your mercies are new every day. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, because your grace is all sufficient. Hallelujah. Thank you today, Lord, because your grace and your mercy endure forever. We give you honor and praise and thanks today in Jesus' name. I want to be like Jesus. How about you? Praise the Lord. There's an altar here today. If you want to come and spend some time with the Lord, amen, do some tuning, some fine tuning in your life. To get some things out of tune, in tune, this is a good time to do it right now. Amen. The Holy Ghost talks to you. You need to respond. When the Spirit of the Lord draws you, you don't need to resist. Amen. Praise God. There's an altar open here this morning. Amen. We want you to come. Spend the time that you need to be with the Lord. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Let's sing it one more time. In Jesus' name. Oh, I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. On this earth, I long. Oh, just to be like Him. Yes, I do. All through life's journey. Oh, yo necesito a ti, Señor Jesús. Más que todo. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. I want to be like Him. Amen. I want to be like you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to be like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to be like you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.